Wesley and Christian coaches corner time. Evan Farbach with Mustangs head boys basketball coach Jeff Holly. Wesley and Christian coming off a week in which you guys went 1-2. You were in that Glencoe tournament, you told me right before we started off this interview. So go ahead and maybe recap the week for the Mustangs.
Well, we started off the week in the Glencoe tournament and playing Hominy, which has always been a tough test for us, since they're just a little bigger school than us. And they beat us that first game in the tournament. And we moved on the next day to play Olive, and we beat them by, 35 or so, and that gave us our 10th victory on the year. And then Saturday's was a heartbreaker. It was against Yale, another 2A school. And from the stats, from rebounding, we out-rebounded them. We had less turnovers. We had a better shooting percentage. So any statistical category that you could come up with, we had them beat, except the free throw line. They had 28 free throw attempts, and we had 3. And we lost by 7.
So what would you, I guess as a coach, what do you point to and tell your guys you need to improve on from that loss?
Well, the main thing is, you know, and I told anybody that listens to me on this from an officiating standpoint, we're gonna do our fair share of fouling. It's not gonna be as lopsided as it was. But for my kids, I just tell them, look, we gotta continue to move our feet. You know, we get into a habit, we do a lot of full court pressing and they can get tired and they'll do a lot of reaching rather than moving their feet. And so we've gotta get in better shape to where they can withstand not having to reach and just move their feet.
Who played well for you last week?
You know, our Saturday game when we beat Olive, we had kind of a little bit of a breakout game from one of our guys, Eric Lakey. He's been getting a little bit more time as the season has gone, and he came in that game and hit 5 threes for us and scored 15 points. And Caleb Carpenter also had 17 that game. And, you know, Caleb's really has played probably, I would say, 3 to 4 of his best games this year, just in understanding what his quality of shot looks like and how to play defense.
Talking right now with Wesley and Christian boys basketball coach Jeff Holly. The Mustangs go 1-2 in that Glencoe tournament. So face some tough competition. Obviously, you got one win. Maybe you feel like you should have won that final game there. But your eyes set to this week. What do the Mustangs have coming up now?
Sure. We've got 4 games left on our regular season schedule. We have, we're away at Riverfield on Thursday, and we're away at Woodland on Friday. So we have 2 away games this week.
So a little bit of time off. You don't have to play Tuesday after that tournament. Anything specifically you guys are going to work on and practice and a few more days of practice in a row rather than having to play?
Absolutely. We're going to, you know, one of the main things we're going to work on is entry pass to the post. We struggle with an entry pass to the post. We shouldn't struggle at the high school level with that. So we're going to really focus on some fundamentals these first 3 days and really kind of get back to the basics on some things to kind of hopefully push us into a strong finish.
Wesley and Christian boys basketball coach Jeff Holly. Now, what is the what does the postseason look like? I know that the football team was going to compete in the Oklahoma Christian schools. Are you guys going to stay in the OSSAA postseason for basketball?
No, they won't let us. We are going to go to the Oklahoma Christian Association. I think there's 16 or 18 teams. We were seeded 3rd behind Providence and Destiny. And so we will kick that off on February 13th. We open up against Lawton Christian in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
So one of the top teams in the postseason for the Christian schools then, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Very cool. So a couple more weeks of regular season ball for the Mustangs before they'll get into the OCC postseason play. Coach Holly, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.